I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are coming back to Atlanta right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Listen to The Passage now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
What the hell is this?
What's it sound like, Eddie? Your inside man screwed us.
No. I didn't do this. I didn't mean to. Oh my God. I think I'm having a heart attack.
Boss, you're gonna want to get out here.
Lonzo, try and make sure Willie here doesn't die before we get a chance to kill him. Holy shit.
We have you surrounded. Come out with your hands up.
That fucking alarm.
No way the cops could have gotten here this fast.
What are you saying? That we got a fucking rat?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
God damn it. Now what are we gonna do?
I've been in jobs where they've gone bad. The only way some of us get out alive is if we draw the cops' fire to the front.
Let's work towards a peaceful outcome. What do you say? Start by sending the hostages out.
Hey! What did I say about the talking? Stay on the ground and shut the fuck up! What's the plan, boss?
I'm calling Daisy.
Now? We got a fucking situation here, Eddie.
Baby girl. Give him a
minute. Eddie? What's going on?
Where are you, Daisy?
I'm still at the spa. What's that alarm?
Listen. Get back to the safe house as soon as possible. The guys will explain it to you. I just wanted to call and say, I love you, baby.
I love you too, Eddie. What's happening?
Gotta go, hon. I'll draw their fire. Frank, you head out the back.
I'm too old to run, Eddie.
Fine. Baby girl, get Alonzo.
Fuck you, I'm not going anywhere.
You need to get my brother out of here. From me. As soon as the bullets start flying, you two are out that back door, okay?
Hey!
Go! All right, Frank. Let's do this.
Let's make it count.
Welcome to Solve, the interactive mystery podcast where you don't just hear about crimes, you solve them. Each episode will present you with a different case inspired by a true crime. You'll interrogate suspects, piece together evidence, and investigate the crime scene. This is your case, but today, you're not the detective. You're part of a gang of bank robbers trying to root out a rat. Can you solve who talked to the cops? Solve presents The Rat.
Fuck, shit. Where are they? Okay, it's 4:30. Oh my god, where are they? What the hell happened?
We got busted. Baby girl took one in the side.
It's not bad. Oh!
And where the fuck were you, Pete? Huh?
Alonso, the cops had the place surrounded. I couldn't get close.
Oh, some getaway driver you are, Pete. I had to spend the past hour crawling through backyards, tossing her bleeding ass over fences.
I'm fine.
I've been driving around looking for you for an hour.
Hello?
You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch!
No,
you sold us out!
I didn't! I swear to God I didn't!
Oh, yeah? Tell me how the bank manager gets the code to the fucking vault wrong!
It was all just happening so fast! I think I was disassociating.
Listen! The alarm didn't make a difference. The cops were already there. Shut up! Just shut up, listen.
Department tells us that the police received an anonymous phone call notifying them of the exact time the heist would occur. We're now receiving confirmation that among the two dead at the attempted Crown Trust bank heist is Eddie Doyle, leader of the Doyle gang of bank robbers who have been terrorizing citizens across the Northeast. We'll keep you informed as this breaking story
Frank. Eddie. No, I can't believe it. Okay, somebody called the cops. And it had to be someone in this room. Pete? Willie? Daisy?
What about baby girl? What about me, bitch?
I said it could be anyone!
Well, I guess that means it could be you too, Alonzo.
You really think I'd do anything to get my own brother killed? Eddie was my idol. Sure. There was some sibling rivalry or whatever. We'd get into it. But that's what brothers do, right?
It's just not a big enough score, Alonzo.
The cash on hand, sure. But the safety deposit boxes? That's what Elmer Fisk banks are known for.
Can you say for sure what's in those boxes? No. Come on, use your damn head. Thanks, baby.
You got it.
Okay, Daisy, what do you think? Elmer Fisk?
Well, if I'm being honest, it kind of seems small time. I mean, what are you, a fucking amateur?
Not the first time a woman puts you in your place, huh, Alonzo?
Fuck you, Frank.
Who the fuck's at the door?
Relax, it's a friend.
Oh, I'm sorry, I thought this was a safe house. Didn't realize we could have playdates over here.
Guys, this is the new kid I was telling you about. Pete. Pete, meet the guys.
Hi, everyone.
You brought a stranger to the safe house.
Oh, come on, Pete's no stranger. He's cool, all right? I vouch for him.
I was stoked to meet Eddie Doyle. I mean, the guy is a legend. I read about all these incredible heists he'd pull off. It was like the good old days, you know? A classic motherfucking gangster. I just knew I could help. And the only way to get in with Eddie Doyle was to bring something to the table.
Listen, kid. Pete, is it? This isn't a good time. We're discussing sensitive matters.
Wait, I have an in at the Crown Trust.
Crown Trust?
Ah. We've wanted a piece of them for years.
Okay. Have a seat, kid. Speak.
Okay, so... my downstairs neighbor, right? He's his bank manager. Real down on his luck, old fuck. His ex has taken him for half. The guy's looking for some off-the-books income, you know?
Would he be an inside man?
I mean, you'd have to ask him.
I did everything I was supposed to do. I swear to God, please don't kill me. I never talked to the cops. I hate cops. My ex-wife's fucking a cop. Why would I tip them off? I just wanted to help.
Eddie, Frank, this is my neighbor I was telling you about, Willie.
Oh, it's a real honor and a pleasure to meet you.
You've got 2 minutes.
Okay, well, I've been the manager at Crown Trust for 10 years.
Whoa, douchebag. Did anybody ask for your fucking biography? Tell us about the vault.
Right, yeah. It's, I mean, you know, right? It's impenetrable. I don't know much about the technical side, but I know any unauthorized attempt will trigger the alarm and immediately alert the police.
And you obviously have the code.
Yes, yes. I'm the only one that knows it. Nobody's allowed in but me. But if I were to be held up at gunpoint, I'd have no choice but to follow the commands and open the vault. That's policy.
What do you want in return?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. I guess 30%? 25? 20?
You haven't even hit a number that would prevent me from tossing you over this dock.
10. 10%. 8? 5?
Yeah, there's a good boy.
Good job, Willie.
You think?
You did great.
I thought I handled myself pretty good.
You did. You really did.
Oh, thank you.
I don't think you should do it.
The wheels are already in motion.
You telling me you can't put the brakes on when you own the car?
I guess my question would be, why?
It's risky. It's not one of these community banks. You could go down for this.
I take your point to heart if this didn't feel like part of a larger narrative with you lately.
Well, what about that narrative? Do you really need more money? You ever hear of retirement?
Retirement's the number one killer.
Getting shot in the head robbing a bank is number two.
All this talk about giving up on the life. This is the only life I know, Daisy.
What about starting a new life? You and me.
And leave the guys behind? They're family.
Well, we could start a family. I mean, I'd like that, and we both know that'll never happen so long as you're in the business.
The business is paying for this food we're eating.
What's more important to you, Eddie? The money or me?
Baby, I've known the money longer.
I felt for the bad boy. I guess it was stupid of me ever to expect him to change, but I really did want to start a family with him. I think on some level he wanted that too. But he had other people in his ear.
All right, everybody. Thanks for coming.
No, kid, shut the fuck up.
Yes, sorry.
All right, let's get down to business.
Do we have enough guns?
You think we don't?
If the cops get called, we might have to shoot our way out.
Oh, Jesus.
I think we go with our usual amount.
Well, hang on. Baby girl's got a point, bro. This is a bigger job, bigger risk.
Why, thank you, Alonzo. Finally, a voice of reason around here.
No problem.
Fine, baby girl. You can run the armory. New kid.
Yeah.
You drive the car. You
great.
Got your license, right?
No.
Jesus Christ.
Excuse me? What the fuck? You told me you did.
I don't have a license. Never drove. I know how to drive, I just don't have a license. I know how to drive. Don't worry, I know how to drive, guys.
We leave here at 3 p.m. It's a 15-minute drive to the bank. We're through those doors at 3:15.
And, do I come in, or do I...
You stay in the car.
Got it.
Alonzo and I are gonna walk Willie to the back where he opens the vault. Willie, how many employees?
At the time, we should have, 6 tellers and 4 bankers.
Okay. That's fine. Frank and baby girl are on crowd control.
And what do I do, Eddie?
You wait back here. Give me a minute, everyone. Hey, slow down.
You're pushing me out?
You didn't even want this job to go down in the first place.
Yeah, but now that it is, I shouldn't be sidelined like I'm your dumb trophy girlfriend.
Hey, Daisy, come on. That's not why. I'm not pushing you out. I'm trying to keep you safe, okay? You said it yourself. This is dangerous. I couldn't live with myself if anything happened to you. So I need you as far away from it as possible. Once this is done, we'll go away on a big trip, okay? Hell, after this job, we can travel the whole fucking globe. So just wait here. No, better yet, I'm gonna send you to one of those spas you like.
Really?
Yeah. Which one do you want to go to?
I don't know.
Come on.
I guess Crystal Falls.
Crystal Falls? That's 2 hours away. Why not the one in Little Spring?
Well, that one's not as nice.
Okay, okay. Whatever my girl wants.
Now let's get back inside, huh?
Okay. I love you.
So, does everyone like the plan?
I think it's genius, boss.
You would.
Hey! I'm sorry, you got something to say to me? I couldn't quite hear you.
You know what, Eddie? Can I borrow your keys for a bit? I think I'm gonna head home.
That's twice she's walked out on you in 5 minutes, Eddie. That girl's temperamental. You know who the rat is, don't you? It's Daisy. She's overly emotional. She's intimidated by strong women like me. Oh, fuck! Anyway, I don't trust her as far as I can throw her. And I'm a strong bitch, so that's pretty far.
Willie, what's the deal with this vault?
It's a key code. It changes every week. You have to enter it correctly on the first attempt, or...
Get out of my fucking way!
What are you...
Frank!
What the hell are you doing? Leave the kid alone!
All right, enough! Enough! Frank, what the hell?
The kid's a rat.
What? Wait, are you...
Shut the fuck up! And you vouch for this son of a bitch, Alonso?
Yeah, I do. He's cool. He's not a rat. I've known Pete for years.
This old man's a cop. You ever tell you that?
I haven't talked to my dad since I was a kid, okay? He walked out on me and my mom when I was 13 years old. I don't talk to him, I don't think about him, I barely even remember the fucking guy. What I do remember is how nothing I ever did was ever good enough for him. I would do things like try and make him proud, try and impress him. I never got so much as an attaboy. I hate him. I hate cops. I'd never rat anybody out to them. I swear to God, he stopped paying child support while I was still in high school. He has nothing to do with me, and I have nothing to do with him!
Alonzo, you still vouch for him?
I never heard him mention a dad. I believe him.
All right. Well, kid, I trust my brother's judgment, but you're gonna have to pass a test first.
So, where are we?
You know the LeMay family?
Yeah, I mean, you guys have been, like, rivals for years.
Well, Levi LeMay owns this shop right here.
Okay.
And you're gonna rob it.
Fuck, Eddie, come on! Alonso, I'm not a cop!
And you'll prove that to us by going through that door and telling them to empty the register and the safe into this bag.
Eddie, please! No!
Get moving, kid.
Can I help you, son?
Can I, give me everything that's in the drawer in the safe.
Son, are you seriously trying to rob a gun shop?
Just do what I say, old man, or whoa, wait! Please, put that down!
I'll put you down, you son of a bitch.
Oh, shit.
Don't show your face around my shop ever again.
Come on, get in.
Stop the car.
No time. Come on, just dive in.
Hey, you didn't die. You passed the test.
Cheers.
So what do you think, Alonzo? The kid all right?
Yeah, he's fine. But, you know, that whole thing got me thinking. Maybe we should be hitting up something other than banks.
Huh?
Yeah, to mix it up. Look, banks are big jobs. But little shops with fat registers? We could have a sustained supplemental income kind of thing. Like a side hustle.
A side hustle.
Yeah. I mean, how's that sound to you, Eddie?
Well, Alonzo, that sounds pretty fucking stupid, if I'm being honest.
Okay. I was just trying to...
Higher volume jobs means more chances to get busted. We do low volume, high return jobs to mitigate that risk. Understand?
Yeah. Sure. I was just thinking...
I don't pay you to think, Alonzo.
Leave that to me.
Eddie was always the smartest guy in the room. Just ask him. He liked to remind me that he'd always be the boss. That I served at his pleasure. Yeah, he kind of, always treated me more like an employee than a brother, you know? All right. Thanks for the drink.
Oh.
Oh, hey, baby girl, what are you doing here?
Showing the boss the guns. What's it to you?
Oh, no, nothing. That's good. Maybe I'll stick around.
Lonzo, will you get the fuck out of here?
I'm in the mood for more pleasant company.
Right. Yeah, right. I'll see you, baby girl. Thanks for the drink, Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
The VTS SN. This thing is sick as fuck. 30-round mag, armor-piercing bullets. This is standard issue for Russian military. I got two. One for you, and one for me.
I'm happy with my semi-autos. Give it to Frank. Bet it'll put a smile on the old man's face. You know, something about you holding that gun.
You haven't called me in a while.
Been busy.
Been with her.
Hey, you watch your tongue.
Why don't you watch it? Yeah, he was more than just a boss, okay? Daisy could never give him what he needed. I just wish we had the chance for it to be just him and me, you know? Instead of him, me, and her.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yes, the appointment is for 3:15. Thank you so much.
Who's that on the phone?
I was just booking my spa day. Thanks to you, my love.
Ah, you deserve it. Hey, Alonzo. Let's go over some things.
So, the spa. Must be fucking nice while the rest of us are doing our job.
It's the perks of being number one. Not just a side piece slut. You think I'm stupid? Of course I knew. I guess I just thought that one day Eddie really would give up the life. He'd be away from her, and we could just focus on us and setting things right. Maybe I am stupid.
I don't want to talk, Pete. I just don't want
to
talk.
I'll talk to Eddie for you, okay?
I don't know, Pete.
Shh.
What's going on?
Willie's getting cold feet.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did.
What's the problem, Willie?
Oh, I'm just concerned that I'll get caught or killed or that you'll kill me anyways.
Hey, listen to me. Nobody's gonna hurt you, okay? When you run with Eddie Doyle, you're taken care of. He looks after us, and we look after him. There's not one of us who wouldn't bend over backwards for him. Right, Daisy?
Yeah, that's right.
I saw the look between Daisy and Baby Girl. That's when I pieced it together. Seeing Baby Girl at Eddie's that night? No wonder she always treated me like I'm invisible. She only had eyes for my brother.
Will you turn that light off?
I'm just taking my earrings out.
I need some sleep. Tomorrow's gonna be a busy day.
What if you just didn't go?
What?
Come on, Eddie. Let's just get out of here. We'll start a new life together. Tonight.
Babe, I'm really just tired, all right? Let's get some sleep.
Okay. Fine. I'll get the lights.
We're here. Everybody out of the car. Kid, two loops around the block, then right back here.
You got it, boss.
Afternoon, everyone. This is a robbery.
On the floor. Get on the fucking floor. You, over there, face on the fucking marble. I said down, asshole.
Frank, you got it handled here?
Got it. You head back. Hey, you the manager?
I suppose that, yeah, yes, I am.
Alonzo, come on. Let's get him to the vault.
Come on. What are you waiting for?
Right. Sorry. Okay.
Into the code, Willie. You do know the code?
Yeah. It's just... It feels like the room is spinning.
Willie, enter the fucking code.
Okay.
What the hell is this?
What's it sound like, Eddie? Your inside man screwed us.
No. I didn't do this. I didn't mean to. Oh my God. I think I'm having a heart attack.
Boss, you're gonna want to get out here.
Lonzo, try and make sure Willie here doesn't die before we get a chance to kill him. Holy shit. Fucking alarm.
No way the cops could have gotten here this fast.
What are you saying? That we got a fucking rat?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
God damn it. Now what are we gonna do?
I've been in jobs where they've gone bad. The only way some of us get out alive is if we draw the cops' fire to the front.
Let's work towards
the peaceful
outcome. What do you say?
Hey! What did I say about the talking? Stay on the ground and shut the fuck up! What's the plan, boss?
I'm calling Daisy.
Now? We got a fucking situation here, Eddie.
Baby girl. Give
me. Eddie? What's going on?
Where are you, Daisy?
I'm still at the spa. What's that alarm?
Listen. Get back to the safe house as soon as possible. The guys will explain it to you. I just wanted to call and say... love you, baby.
I love you too, Eddie. What's happening?
Gotta go, hon. I'll draw their fire. Frank, you head out the back.
I'm too old to run, Eddie.
Fine. Baby girl, get Alonzo.
Fuck you, I'm not going anywhere.
You need to get my brother out of here. From me. As soon as the bullets start flying, you two are out that back door. Okay?
Eddie!
Go! All right, Frank. Let's do this.
Let's make it count.
You've reached the end of the investigation. It's time to decide who you think the rat is. Here are your suspects. Eddie's brother, Alonzo.
Seeing baby girl at Eddie's that night? No wonder she always treated me like I'm invisible. She only had eyes for my brother.
Eddie's girlfriend, Daisy.
What's more important to you, Eddie? The money or me?
His mistress, baby girl.
You haven't called me in a while.
Been busy.
Been with her.
Hey, you watch your tongue.
The new kid, Pete.
Kid's a rat.
What are you talking
about? Shut the fuck up! And you vouch for this son of a bitch, Alonzo?
Yeah, I do.
This old man's a cop.
Or the bank manager, Willie.
I'm just concerned that I'll get caught or killed or that you'll kill me anyways.
Hey.
We'll be back with the answer after a word from our sponsor.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way. Knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
thought they were going to kill me. So I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet-sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken, Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two, Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now it's time to find out who the rat was. The rat was Eddie's girlfriend, Daisy. Daisy felt betrayed and humiliated by Eddie's ongoing affair with Baby Girl and constantly choosing a life of crime over a life with her.
I fell for the bad boy. I guess it was stupid of me ever to expect him to change.
The first clue that Daisy was lying was when she claimed to be at the spa during the heist.
Where are you, Daisy?
I'm still at the spa. What's that alarm?
A spa that we know was 2 hours away.
I guess Crystal Falls.
Crystal Falls? That's 2 hours away. Why not the one in Little Spring?
Yet Daisy somehow beat the rest of the gang back to the safe house.
What the hell happened?
We got busted. I had to spend the past hour crawling through backyards, tossing her bleeding ass over fences.
I'm fine.
I've been driving around looking for you for an hour.
If the surviving gang members got back to the safe house in an hour, there's no way Daisy could have been there first if she was 2 hours away. That's because she never made a spa appointment. And since we know someone made a phone call to the police...
Police received an anonymous phone call notifying them of the exact time the heist would occur.
And since she was privy to all of Eddie's plans...
It's a 15-minute drive to the bank. We're through those doors at 3:15.
It becomes clear that when Daisy claimed to be on the phone with the spa... She was actually talking to the police.
Yes, the appointment is for 3:15. Thank you so much.
Who's that on the phone?
I was just booking my spa day. Thanks to you, my love.
This episode was inspired by a true crime that took place in 1997, when a Los Angeles bank was the latest target of a pair of serial bank robbers. Armed with machine guns, the men fired shots into the ceiling and forced the bank's assistant manager to open the vault. Responding to the sounds of gunfire, police were waiting for the robbers in the parking lot, where an epic shootout ensued. Both robbers were killed, and 11 officers were wounded in what's regarded as one of the most intense gun battles in U.S. police history. Eddie was played by Cody Lindley. Daisy by Nikki McCauley. Baby Girl by Christina Denton. Alonzo by Xander Mobus. Pete by Oliver Cooper. Frank by Joe Ochman. Willie was played by Billy Merritt. SWAT Captain, Ian James Corlett. Levi was played by Jeff Witzke. And Ian James Corlett played the SWAT Captain and the news anchor. Written and directed by Corey Surge. Executive produced by Walt Palmer and Corey Surge. Produced, recorded, and mixed by Salt Audio. Recorded at Bang Zoom Studios. Edited by Zach Jurich for Salt Audio. Sound design by Jasper Van Dyke for Salt Audio. Original music and score by Noah Gersh and Jamie Sheffman at Salt Audio. Casting by Romy Stutman. Casting assistant, Daisy Laura. And our production coordinator was Liz LeMay. This episode was hosted by me, Mike McNeil.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Listen to The Passage now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.